The snake bite cure. Maybe I'll forgive her out of tiredness. I'll give out and she'll pick me off the ground. Oh, happiness. Put me inside the trunk of a tree, her treasure. Forget I'm there. Forget I forgave. I'll forget. My forgiveness will turn to rage. Down from a tree the snake came, walked on water, rested in the grass, hung from the rafters and curled on the stone floors of our house. The coyotes set to praying their sharp staccato warning, and the goats panicked against barn walls, and the dogs stood stiff and panting at the door. I slipped out, clad in garlic skin, put one foot in the forest, and it made no sound. Each summer the white tents returned to save us, to revive us, to remind us we'd been saved. But I believed the world was a woman who made the rain fall, a woman who went to bed angry and could not wake. Same as the people who descended from trees, fell into the water with a splash, could not go back, so they made a sign language, an alphabet of leaves to hold their secrets. And from those trees of letters, she fashioned knives from words. Now the words return on a spider's silk to the daughter's dangerous pillow. I can't tell if I am being reborn or sacrificed. She cries in her sleep sometimes, and when the ground is dry, people look up. Learning to float, she told me, let go, the water will hold you. Get close enough to death, and you never have to be afraid to die again. But I kicked hard, first breath, and I failed her test. When the preacher spoke of miracles, I did not hear. Never saw him reach into the wooden box and lift away the copperhead snake, who took the scent of things on her red tongue, human sweat, cedar trees, alfalfa drying in the fields. Some preachers were bit and still survived. Anything can be a miracle if you know how to read the signs. When I found her in the woods, hovering in moonlight above me, floating below the green-black canopy, she glowed, suspended in a milk cocoon made of the filmy nest around a spider's eggs, and I knew I had to slide the arrow from my back and shoot her down, but still she did not wake. It had been me, after all. I was the one who had to keep going.